Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off words, darkness. Dress ourselves in light.
Well, hello again. It's time for another edition of It Is Time. I'm glad you're here. You can hear us. We're all together and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Well, welcome. It's a timely show for this time of our life and the time of the Gentiles. That's where we're living right now on God's clock. This is the time of the Gentiles. Jesus said that Jerusalem would be trodden down by the Gentiles till the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And we're getting very close to that time. And so we're redeeming it, and we're doing great things, having fun, and enjoying God. I hope you are too. Hey, if you want to email us and let us know what's going on, we're going to get a new email address before too long, but right now you can email us at VCC, like Victor Charlie, VCC Marin. That's where we are located, beautiful Marin County in California, VCC Marin, M-A-R-I-N, at gmail.com. That's VCC Marin at gmail.com. Let us know what's going on. If this are speaking to you at all, or you've heard something from heaven and you want to share it with us, we can share these things over the broadcast and just have a fun time. In the name of Jesus, I know God is doing great things for you as well as us over here. We have a good program all lined up. Just suddenly, something just came on my heart about the name of Jesus. I love that name. That name is so beautiful. Names are an incredible thing on the earth. People honor names. People's names get put on plaques, and they're in memorials. And we do a lot of things to honor the name. The Bible says that, it talks about the memory of the righteous being a blessing, talking about, when people think about you, think about your name. He's not just talking about you remember things. You know, the Holy Spirit helps you remember things. But that scripture is talking about the memory of a person. If you're walking upright, it'll be a blessing. People say, that person just lives for God. That person just does the right thing. And that person just humbles themselves. And it's just kind of a neat thing to just watch them. Even when they go through hard times, they sort of stay steady. And that's available for all of us. That's what we want to reach for, We want to reach for something higher than where we are today. And that's what we want to do. Hey, we normally do this at the end of the show, but I want to do this right now. And it's something on our hearts. Talk about reaching for something greater than ourselves. There's something happening in our hearts here, and it has to do with Team Edify. And this is a word God put on my heart years ago. And to rise up and build, it says in Nehemiah. The word build means to edify. It means to build up. And of course, they were building a building, actually building the wall. And when you edify someone, they're a person of God. They're the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's the house of God. So you're edifying the edifice. Yeah. When you are a blessing to somebody, you determine to edify people. You're edifying the edifice of God. We're building up the house of God. And so God has given us a wonderful vision. We'll go ahead and put it on a spot, and we can play it for you right here. So go ahead and give a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times, full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Amen. That's an invitation to everyone. If you can breathe and you can understand, then you're part of the team. And I'm looking forward to some very, very young kids getting involved with this and just bringing the word of edification wherever they go. Hey, we talked about the fact that we're going to talk about the name of Jesus this afternoon, this morning, wherever you are. For me, it's afternoon, but it's always a different time of day we do this. But, I got to thinking about the fact that, we memorialize people's names. And oftentimes when people go to church and they think about spiritual things, Jesus's name, his name is almost like, paying respect to a dead president or something like that. Let's all bow our heads and in a moment of silence for our Lord. And when Christianity has that kind of a feel about it, it loses all the power. There's no power there. It's there's a type of reverence that's involved, but not the kind of power that name should have. The name of Jesus has great power. So when we just simply bow our heads and pay respect, that is not what Jesus died on that cross for. And all of heaven's power is released in that name. God said, he's given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord. And, I heard a humorous look at the name of Jesus, kind of a way of looking at it. This gentleman was observing that so often the name of Jesus is the name that's run through the mud and that people use glibly. And they curse things in that name, and they use the name Christ to swear, and they ask God to do things detrimental to people in his name, in God's name. And we think of that as taking the Lord's name in vain. It certainly is. But the most important reason why it's vain is because God's not he's not a dammer. He's not the person who's doing that. That's not him. But people are very free to use the name of Jesus in a detrimental way. And this person was observing that people don't usually do that with the name of Buddha or Baha'u'llah or some other Muhammad. People, rock fall on your foot and say, oh, Muhammad. People don't do that because it's the name of Jesus that has power to save. It's the name of Jesus that has power to transform. It's the name of Jesus that lifts people up. I remember a person asked me one time, said, I just can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I said, well, what's the matter? He said, I'm just troubled, troubled about this, troubled about that. And I said, well, and this person was very young and in the Lord and didn't know very much. And I said, hey, I'll tell you what, why don't we just do this? Why don't you, when you go home, why don't you just, before you go to bed, just lift up your hands. People say, you tell people to lift up their hands all the time. Well, I invite them to. It's an invitation because you're inviting heaven to come down, as it were, and just fill you up. So when you lift up your hands and surrender, God takes that as, okay, I'm coming. And I said, just lift up your hands, say, in the name of Jesus, because this person was a Christian, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this spirit keeping me from sleeping. And I'm going to rest in the name of Jesus tonight. I'm going to sleep in the name of Jesus tonight. And the Bible tells us, whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go to sleep in the name of Jesus. And of course, there was a mighty testimony coming from that. And that's great. This is an old song by David Ingalls, kind of an old style song. And in this program, we're not married to a certain style of songs or a certain style of music. You know, there's different kinds. There's sort of rock. There's kind of, old gospel. It really doesn't matter as long as it's the word of God. And this song blessed me as a young Christian because, there's an intro to it. He does a little bit of teaching on how Jesus got his name. But if you listen to the words, Maybe the music's not your cup of tea, but if you listen to the words, I promise you something good is about to happen in the name of Jesus.
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command, with the court of high heaven watching over me. In the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Yeah, that's the mighty name of Jesus. That's the most powerful name on earth. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, other than that name, the mighty name of Jesus. very powerful song. And, you know, when that name becomes that powerful, of course, the enemy of our soul attacks that name and tries to, as I said before, drag it through the mud and just make it the most useless name, and just let it roll off of everybody's lips in such an irreverent way and an unpowerful way. And we're, as I said before, we're not just talking about, you know, let's memorialize Jesus as like a dead president or a historian or something or a great man. No, he's a living Savior. He's not dead. He's alive. Don't feel sorry for him. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He destroyed principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them through the work of the cross. So, you know, don't feel sorry for Jesus. He destroyed the powers of darkness. He took away the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he gave the keys to us. And he gave his name to us. You see, that's the beautiful thing. He gave us that name. He gave us authority to pray in that name. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. And somebody said, well, he didn't really mean that. Well, that's your interpretation. You're fine. Go down the street. You can have that. But I'm gonna take God at his word. You know, if he said it, I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to use that name in prayer. And he said, Jesus said, hey, in that day, in the day of resurrection, don't ask me anything. But whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And Peter and John at the gate called Beautiful, and they were going to service, you know, to worship the Lord. And there was a man there at the steps of the temple, and he's begging for alms, you know. And he's saying, alms, alms, you know. And Peter and John looked at him, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So what did he have? He had that name. Why? Because Jesus gave it to him. He gave him that name. And just sitting in show prep before this, I just saw this in my heart, and I'll just give it to you the way I got it. I just believe the Lord just wants to give us a fresh love for that name, a fresh understanding for that name. That name, if it comes off of our lips, it's authority, it's power. It's relationship. It's covenant. My goodness. I wear the ring of our marriage for 33 years. Thank God for that. Of my wife that she placed on me and I placed on her, and I wear it. And to me, that's power. That's love. That's covenant. And the same way Jesus calls us his bride, he calls us his own. Hallelujah. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and he gives us that name, and that name just becomes so powerful. And I was thinking of the scripture in Exodus 15, when God delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt's bondage, and Moses leads them across the Red Sea, and they get to a place where they're stuck and they have no water, and the people are become bitter, and they're angry, and they're upset. And because why? The only water that they could get, imagine being so thirsty in the desert and the only water you have is bitter water. And so they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed Moses. They cried unto Moses, actually. They complained and were bitter, wanted to go back. So you brought us out here to die. And so Moses prays unto the Lord, and the Lord shows him a tree. And when he had cast into the waters, the waters were made sweet. But just by taking that tree, that stick, and just putting it in the water, suddenly the bitter waters were made sweet. And there he made a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. You know what that tells me is that there's a sweetness about the cross that comes through the name of Jesus. See, Jesus didn't just die. He gave us his name. And that sweetness of the cross, when the cross touches things, it becomes sweet. The bitterness of our life leaves, and that identity that we're with him changes everything. We become identified with Christ. And so it just really is a blessing to have that in our life, and to realize that that name has been given to us to use. There's a song that I really enjoy the chorus of it. And it's just profound, actually.
Yeah, profound in its simplicity of being able to take us to a place of sweetness in the Lord. And just returning to that place where that name is sweet, and it becomes something that is really endearing in our hearts, because it is. And this song sort of captures that, and especially in the chorus. We'll play a little bit for you, and pray that you just get blessed. And the sweetness of that name of Jesus needs to come back to our hearts and lives.
Jesus is so powerful. Just saying that name. Just saying that name of Jesus. That's the most powerful thing in the world. And the enemy tries to take it away from us and make it a swear word or something like that, but he can't do it. He's a liar, the father of lies. And so God is revealing. He's revealing the truth about that name, how beautiful, how wonderful it is, and that we can be saved in that name. We can enjoy heaven in that name. We can enjoy the richness of the Father in that name. And so we just allow the Holy Spirit to paint that into our hearts. And it causes a transformation in our thinking and a transformation in the way that we deal with things, because we are one with that name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's what I saw in my spirit before we started this program, that that name would just become honored. That name would just be refreshed in our lives in a way where grace and peace would be multiplied. For some, it would be an introduction maybe to that name. Oh my goodness, if that's an introduction, you have gotten an introduction. It's not over yet, because this next song by Delirious is probably the simplest song that we sing at our fellowship, but yet you could sing it forever and ever, because the name, it's that name. And so as we play this for you, if you want to sing with it, it's got one word, really, the name of Jesus. Oh, there's a couple others, but it's just Jesus, Jesus, again and again and again. And there's something powerful that happens on the inside. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So get ready, because it's about to happen. Yeah, thank you, Lord, because Jesus is alive. He's Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We praise you.
It would break my heart to ever lose each other. Jesus.
Let it soak down in your heart.
Jesus.
It's our friend Jesus.
Jesus, friend forever.
He's not a religion. He's a risen Savior.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Love you, Lord.
Above all names, and at that name every knee will bow, every tongue confess. That name is what lifted us out of despair and hopelessness and brought us to a place of safety and strength and power. What a friend we have in Jesus. That name is so beautiful. You know, the older you get in Christ, the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you realize that name is so powerful and so wonderful. And it makes the bitter water sweet. And then, you know, there's a legal standing in that name. There's a legality to it. There's, you know, the Bible said at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess. There's authority in that name. And it was purchased legally. Jesus, the name was bestowed upon him by our Heavenly Father. He bestowed that name on him. He gave him a name that's above all other names. Hallelujah. He gave him that name. Isn't that amazing? And then Jesus turns right around and says, in my name, you will cast out devils. You will speak with tongues. You will lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And they went everywhere, speaking of the disciples, preaching the word, God confirming the word with signs following. And in an atmosphere like this, where the name is being proclaimed, signs will follow. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're facing a battle, you just go ahead and just call on that name. Jesus, I just call on your name right now. Invite you into my finances. Invite you into my health. Invite you into my children. Invite you into my job and my company. That's Jesus, you know. He's amazing. And it just changes everything. And you become part of Father and Sons Incorporated. We are incorporated in the most holy way. We're one with the Father through Jesus. Jesus said, whoever overcomes will I grant to sit at my throne, even as I sit with my Father at his throne. It says in Ephesians, he raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That's where we are right now. We're seated together in heavenly places in Christ. So we need to rejoice and realize that that name's going to do some great things in our life. It's going to do some wonderful things in our life and cause us to overcome and shout for joy. Somebody get excited. Yeah. It's the name of Jesus. Get excited, somebody. Jesus, he is our Lord and King, and he is our everything. Glory to God. I like to get excited. I like to get excited about the name of Jesus, and there's so many different ways to praise him. There's so many different ways to give him glory, and so many different ways to honor him. And we spell out his name, J-E-S-U-S, so nobody gets confused. That's powerful, man. Hey, I trust that you're getting an appreciation for the name of Jesus in a fresh, new way. Glory to God. Just to whisper his name, to shout his name, to think upon his name, and to appreciate his name. That is so beautiful. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and is safe. And you know what? That's powerful. We can run into that name and run to it. It's a strong tower. It's lifted up high. The enemies are down below, can't reach us. It lifts us up above the problem. And even though the circumstances may not have changed, God can lift you up above the beggarly elements of this world. And we begin to think higher thoughts and begin to walk in a higher way. And that's where we really rejoice in the power of our risen Savior. And, you know, there's another song that I think of. You know, there's so many ways to listen to music. And the Bible does talk about teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so part of music should be to teach. Part of songs we sing should be to teach. And I think that is certainly the truth. This is also going back in time, but Chuck Gerard wrote a song called The Name Above All Names, and it's more of a prophecy, and it's a prophetic word that, you know, kind of the flow that we've had here is the introduction of the name in a place of authority in the Father's heart and the covenant where God gave Jesus that name and brought us to himself in salvation. And then we get to know Jesus and the sweetness of his name. He's not just the Lord who saved us, but he actually transforms our life and makes it become sweet. And our heart becomes sweet where we can yield to him and love him. And then we even become a friend of Jesus. He's our friend. He said, I call you friends because a servant doesn't know what his Lord does. He becomes our friend. And that's all we have to do is just say his name. What a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our friend. Amen. And then we can rejoice and exalt in him because of where he's placed us and the journey that we're going on. We can win the battles with Jesus. He's our Lord and King. But I love this song because it's a prophetic song. Where we are today is not where we're going to be tomorrow. We're going to be in a different place, a higher place, a greater place, a more noble place, a more authoritative place. God's taking us to higher ground. And if you want to get on the bus, man, let's all go together because that's a great place to go. It's a place of higher ground. So he gives us that beautiful name above all names. Let this song of prophecy take you to a higher ground in Christ. Let it take you to a higher place than you've ever been before and possess new land.
It's the name above all names. And we will declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names. And we will shout it to a dying world. Who will declare my name? Who will shout my name in the middle of the nation? Who would take the shield of faith and the sword of my tongue and declare my name to a dying world? He who has declared me thus far will walk in even greater power, for the sands of time are running out, but my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah, I am that I am, and my trumpet shall soon call out. I've formed the worlds with a whisper, but my people, I'll take every inch that you'll surrender to me, for I'm building an army and I've given it my name, and my words in your mouths will set the captives. I'm
Yeah, that'll speak to your heart. That'll lift you up and give you something to do. That'll point you in the right direction. You can put your hand on the plow and never turn back with that. That's God speaking to our hearts right there. And he wants us to take up the sword of the Spirit and take up the Word of God and the shield of faith and do the works of heaven with it. Hallelujah to God. That blesses me good. That'll preach. Sorry, I got just a little bit excited there. God is doing great things. He's doing great things. Hey, just a couple of scriptures I want to just read this to you. You know, it's so much. God is doing so much. And it's amazing to me to watch God work. Just watch him work. Just watch our God work. He's doing some things in this hour that, praise the Lord, people have wanted to see happen all years and eons ago. And our God is doing them. He's doing them in our midst. And we need to appreciate that and just realize how important it is that we're a part of what God's doing. We're a part of what God's manufacturing in this very hour by his church, by his people, by his bride. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're a part of what you're doing. We're a part of this army. Glory to God. We're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful. Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to his name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning, your faithfulness every night. Psalm 96, verses 2 through 4, sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Proverbs 18:10, we read this earlier. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Romans 10:13 says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved, shall be made whole. Acts 2:38-39, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord God, our God, shall call. He says, be baptized, everyone, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 3, verses 6 and 7. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. Acts 3:16, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 4:10, be it known unto you and all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, does this man stand here before you whole. And of course, I think probably the most paramount scripture in all the New Testament about the name of Jesus, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be called equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Because of this, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of beings in heaven, beings in earth, beings underneath the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, I pray for those that are listening right now. I pray your power upon their life. I pray the presence of the Holy Spirit. And if there be anyone under the sound of my voice that has never given Jesus total control of their life, I pray that they would do it right now. Just say this out loud. Lord Jesus, I confess you as Savior and Lord. I say that name, Jesus. Come into my life. Take control. Amen. The Bible said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you've called on the name of the Lord, he said he would save you. He's your Savior. He's your Lord and King. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God has given us an assignment to raise up an army of people, 1 million strong. Team Edify. It's a new assignment for us, and we're looking forward to going into all the world, different continents, different people, different nations, different tongues. We're starting in Spanish and Vietnamese and English, but we'll work our way out. If you want to sponsor a different language, then you just let us know at vccmarin@gmail.com, vccmarin@gmail.com. If you want to be a part of that, let us know. And this will help you understand just a little bit more about it, this little spot on Team Edify. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Yeah, join us. Be a part. And let's do something together in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we've enjoyed doing the program. And I believe the name of Jesus is probably one of the greatest topics you can ever talk about. And but it's time to go, time to leave. But you can always listen to the podcast, download it, share it with a friend. Keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody, you gotta keep on doing it. Tell somebody, it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying, it is time.